Jesus speaks frankly about the fearsome costs of discipleship. Those who follow him should know from the outset that completing the course of discipleship will finally mean renouncing all other allegiances. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether they have enough to complete it? Otherwise, when they lay a foundation and it is not able to be finished, all who see it will begin to ridicule them, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able to, with 10,000, to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please pray with me. God, may the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our all-in Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Growing up, football was my favorite sport. Not only just to watch, but especially to play. I still have my high school jersey, and it fits. Not because I'm the same size as I was in high school, because it was designed to go over shoulder pads. I loved football. I loved the hard work and leaving everything on the field the game required. All week long, we would prepare for Friday night's game. We would condition, run plays, condition some more, watch some game film, more conditioning, do blocking and tackling drills, and oh, did I mention conditioning? Sacrifice week in and week out, all to win 2 of 9 games my senior year. Yes, we were terrible, but I loved the game regardless. The hard work, the achievements, the defeats. I was all in. Being all in is what I believe Jesus is getting at in our gospel lesson today. Jesus is tailgating his way across the nation with a large crowd in tow as they head to Jerusalem and what is going to be his impending death. When he stops and speaks a sobering reality of what it means to be a disciple to these followers and to us today also, to follow Jesus in this world will come at a cost. Much will need to be sacrificed. It's not something to take lightly. Followers should be aware, be prepared, and be committed to the intense journey ahead of them. Jesus conditions them using the stories of the tower builder and a king preparing for war as examples. Are you all in? Jesus implies in our text today. Because there is more to being a disciple than a position title. Discipleship is an all-in sport because it entirely encompasses our identity and our way of life. It is a calling that, as Bonhoeffer put it, bids us to come and die. It's no accident Jesus refers to carrying one's cross when following him. We all know what the cross was used for. Jesus was prepared, and Jesus demonstrated his willingness to sacrifice everything on the field for you and for me when he was killed on the cross, showing us how far God's love is willing to go. This calling goes beyond lip service and can feel like a full contact sport from time to time. Our world is full of people hating each other, killing each other. Children are starving. Some are even caged up, both literally in chain link fences meant for animals and figuratively by systems of oppression. Racism lives as hate groups continue to be on the rise. People suffer from shame and humiliation while others thirst for forgiveness and love. Our neighbors need disciples to join them in their pain. Discipleship is hard. Discipleship is hard, particularly in the places where Jesus calls us to disciple. Some have mistaken this calling and portrayed discipleship as a simple task, something as ordering a meal off a value menu or buying a car. That is so far from the truth. And so Jesus lays it all out there so that each of us might consider in advance the call's commitment and sacrifice. Because not everyone is willing to sacrifice so much for discipleship. Now, brothers and sisters, I know it's easy to hear all of this, and you may feel like a deflated football. Discipleship is an intense calling. But if you're willing, I'd like to invite you to hear Jesus' words another way. Hear Jesus' words like a coach in the locker room before a big game. Jesus isn't just inviting us into a meaningless sacrifice, and he isn't trying to scare us off. Jesus is renouncing Christianity as a spectator sport, and he's inviting us onto the field in a fully committed Christian faith that stands over and against everything that stands in opposition to Jesus' vision. That is God's dream for this world, that all may have life and have it abundantly. No, this invitation and calling to sacrifice, putting others ahead of ourselves, is not easy. We are broken and we will never perfectly sacrifice as we should. Hey, I know how life is. Sometimes it happens. But because Jesus became like us, we can become like him. Thanks be to God, Jesus leads the way as our player coach. Both in the sense that he's a coach for the players, that is, you and me, and that he's played the game of servant leader. So he knows what it's like to be out on the field. In that Jesus made his own all-in sacrifice to assure us of God's love and forgiveness, so that whether we are confused, overwhelmed, unclear, or just choose badly, the promise of God's unconditional love frees us and is always taking the field in front of us. So Jesus rightly rallies his followers with a message. A message that there is no such thing as easy discipleship. And when we fail or when we feel like giving up, Jesus lifts us and our crosses up with his unwavering commitment that is for all of humankind. We can be assured of this truth because he went all in for you and for me to show us divine love and mercy so that we too can be all in. Let us go all in, knowing the cost and sacrifice demanded of true discipleship. Let us go all in, trusting in Jesus' infinite grace. Let us go all in this call of discipleship, full of his grace, knowing a challenging journey awaits us. But so does a life-altering journey, where Jesus is always with us and out in front of us. Amen.